This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Are you excited, Tone?
I'm not expecting much when it comes to Hard Knocks. I think it's definitely different from what we were saying 5 weeks ago when we're like, oh my God, this is coming off the rails. And can you imagine how this is going to look on Hard Knocks? And now I think it's just going to be a bunch of fun stuff with Jameis and the snow game. And last night was just an all-time thriller. I think it's just all going to be positive. I don't think you're going to even realize that the Browns are 3-9 on this show.
Well, if that's the case, then what's the point of watching in the future?
Well, that's why I'm going to go a step further. I have one requirement to keep me invested in this show, or I'm just never going to watch
again. I love the off-season Giants Hard Knocks. That was great.
Well, what did it do? Why did you like the Giants off-season Hard Knocks?
I think it let every fan act like they were a general manager, and I think that that's what it's been missing. I got frankly bored with, hey, the Turk wants to see it. Like, hey, yeah, that's kind of how the gig goes. Hate to say it, hate to see guys get cut, but I can only see that so much before I'm like, okay, I don't need to see that anymore.
But in this case, you got real behind the scenes stuff.
Yes.
That also shaped how people felt about the front office.
Yes.
And even though no team wants that, no team wants to sign up for that voluntarily to make themselves look bad. But I also think fans, there needs to be a bit of a bargain here. Like, fans need to get something out of this. And so I'm requiring this to keep my attention. And it's up to you guys what you guys want. But if they don't do a full in-depth over the coming weeks, is it just this month, Kenny? Or how many episodes are there?
Before the postseason starts.
If they don't take inventory on what happened with Deshaun Watson or where we're at with Deshaun Watson, if they don't go in-depth about that, and if it's just ignored, then there's no reason to ever watch this show again, because then you're not getting anything. You're just getting a commercial, a protein commercial.
That's a herd of elephants in the room, not just one.
Yeah.
You have to address it.
Like, I don't know why any fan would want to sign up for that. Like, already the Browns produce their own behind-the-scenes stuff, and obviously it's very carefully curated. It's not going to give out
the
drop. But that's what I mean. With the Giants, it actually wasn't. Actually, phone conversations and stuff with Saquon Barkley that emerged from it, that was a real chronicle of what was going on.
And why I love it so much is still choose stuff they don't want you to see. The Giants chose stuff they didn't want you to see. They wanted you to see the Saquon Barkley stuff. It shows you the ego of the NFL. They did not think the Saquon Barkley decision was going to come back and bite them so hard. Not to anywhere near the degree that what it did. I mean, Saquon Barkley had 23 carries on Sunday, led them to victory. Jalen Hurts, I mean, it's just like what they were with Miles Sanders a couple of years ago, except better because Saquon Barkley is a better running back. And they've won 8 games in a row. The Giants, they let you see that because they thought they were going to win in the end. They thought that it was over. He wasn't worth that. And it turns out, boy, they couldn't have been more wrong. And now they're talking about firing Joe Shane, firing Brian Daboll, that whole deal.
Well, and I have to say, like, I'm not asking for them to dig up drama where there is none or dig up dysfunction where there is none. I just said 2 weeks ago, you got really mad at me when I'm like, I don't know if it is the same old Browns. I don't know if there's dysfunction. It seems like they got sunk with the Deshaun Watson deal. That stuff is done, but they still seem to be operating at a level of a professional organization and all that. But what I do wonder, and I will always wonder this with fans, like, I think in the end, the Giants, what, they're going to fire everybody, right? With the Giants start over?
I mean, more than likely, yeah.
So I think their fans are appreciative that the truth got out. What do our fans want? Do our fans want very carefully considered, highly edited, non-flammable, everything is fine, or do they want the truth? If there is a truth. Well, do they? Because I think sometimes our fans want Andrew Berry to be propped up to a certain way in our organization.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Like one of the great organizations in sports.
Not anymore.
Well, I think this one's going to be different, though, because normally you would get the Browns. So they did it, what, in 2018, whatever. You got the Browns fan base watching and then some people around the NFL watching. Now you're going to have everyone in the Pittsburgh fan base watching, everyone in the Cincinnati fan base watching.
No, that's a good point.
And do you want your organization looking weak? And they're going to spend less time on it. So if the only thing they show is organizational dysfunction, it's not the greatest thing for you to look with the people that you have to work with and talk to about your rivalries every week.
And they're 3-9. I think they're looking for it because I think it bothered a lot of people to see the reports that they're all coming back. I don't think they do. I think the majority of Browns fans would like to move on from either or both when it comes to the head coach and general manager. You and I have different conversations about that, but I think the majority of people do not approve of the job that they're doing. I think they want a smoking gun. I'm not mad today. There's people who are mad that I'm not mad, that I'm entertained, that I would accept this garbage that's in front of me here. And I'm like, well, I'm entertained. I know that they're coming back. I think they want a smoking gun. You're not going to get it. But I think that they want something that they could use against it. And that's where I think that that's going to come into play. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to get...
I'm not expecting... Again, I'm
damning
not
evidence.
I'm not expecting a lot here, but I do wonder if fans are... And I think it depends on what type of fan you are, because I think every fan base is always split. You have the optimists over here. You have, the delusional people over here. And then you have the bashers. Everything is doom and gloom over here. I think, you know, every fan base, we're not unique there. I think every fan base has a mix of that at all times. But I don't think anybody really, are you really looking for 3-9? Everything is fine. I don't know that people want that either.
No, I think they want. So are you saying that I think they want like bad things to come out?
What, the fans?
Yeah.
I think the fans want to know what's really going on. And I don't know that they're going to get it anyway. But would you want it? If HBO had it, would you want that? Or do you want the organization to look fine? To look good?
No, I think they want it. I think they want.
Because Owen brought up a good point. You're going to be trash-talking. You just beat the Steelers. You beat Baltimore early in the year. You want those bragging rights. But do you really have bragging rights if your organization looks like it's third or fourth in the division? Or the coaching situation, or if it seems like stuff is bubbling. Clearly, stuff isn't bubbling because they're playing their asses off, at least on offense they are.
Well, see, this is what, because I'm not mad like I was 3 weeks ago, like when you got me going, because I'm looking at it from a different perspective now, because I think a lot of us are seeing the way Jameis is playing and this offense is moving. It's like, well, if they would have played him earlier or would have done this and that, like, no, they wouldn't be 10-2 or something like that. They might be 6-6. We might be right there in the thick of things. We might be doing 7 in heaven still. But instead, they're 3-9, and I think people want affirmed that when they see 3-9, they can't imagine that everything is hunky-dory. Bad is bad, and they cannot imagine. They are shocked into a point because it's never been like that. It's almost like an insult that things could be working well in the building at 3-9.
If they want to see evidence that
it's not.
You're right about that, but if last night's promo was any indication, it's going to be all smiles when this airs.
Well, when are they? How far back are they going? Are they going back to the Greenbrier? It's all smiles to the Greenbrier.
It says in season, so I think it's from week one.
And they said the cameras weren't there until like a week and a half ago.
Well, you can't be sad all the time.
Because it says it's running through January and into the playoffs, so I haven't seen a definitive end date. I don't know if they just stick around until the last AFC North team is eliminated or what.
We got a lot of people want to get in.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.